Yerushalmi Peah, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli Daf Lamed Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi Peah on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, at the first Mishnah on the page, Peah in Koitzin Oisa. Peah in Koitzin Oisa b'magolos v'in oikrin oisa b'kaldumos kadesh loy yaku ish esu'ehu. The Mishnah says a poor man may not harvest Peah with scythes, nor tear it up with spades, so that one poor man won't strike another with them. Gimel Avovios b'yoim b'shachar of chatzos of mincha. The owner appears, which is Lashon Avayos, he appears in his field three times a day so that the poor man may take peah, morning, midday, and towards evening. Rav Gamliel Omer, lo yamu ela kadei shulai yifchasu. Rav Gamliel says these times were given as a minimum. Rav Akiva Omer, lo yamu ela kadei shulai yosifu, and Rav Akiva says no, they were set as a maximum. She'a beis namer hayu malkitin ala chevel v'noisnim peah mikol uman v'oman. The people of Beis Nemu would harvest with a measuring rope, giving peah from each furrow, thereby preventing the poor from having to wait until the entire field was harvested. And the Gemara asks, Mau avoyos, am of oven, kamadatema, eich nechpesu, esav, nivu, mitzvoinov. And the Gemara says, what's the meaning of avoyos? Rabbi Avon says, just as the Pasuk says in Ovadia, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Vov, how esav was searched out, how his hidden things were revealed, avoyos means appearances. Bashacha v'chatzos v'mincha, bashacha m'plei ha'nenikos, v'chatzos m'plei ha'tinoikos, v'mincha m'plei ha'nemushos. The three times are in the morning, midday, and towards evening. In the morning it's for the nursing mothers who need to eat early, midday is for the children who don't wake up early so they don't arrive in the field until midday, and towards evening is for the elderly who walk slowly and only arrive then. The Mishnah taught that Rav Gamliel said that these times were given as a minimum, and this means if he wants to add extra times, he may. Rav Akiva said that they were said as a maximum and also as a minimum. The Mishnah taught that the people of Beis Nemu would harvest with a measuring rope, giving peah from each furrow, thereby preventing the poor from having to wait until the entire field was harvested. Tani Abashol Oimer Mazkirin Oisan Laganai. Maskirin oisan leshevach. Maskirin oisan leganai, shayu noisnim peya echad mimea, and maskirin oisan leshevach, shayu malkitin oisan emacheva, and oisnim peya, mikol omer umam. The Baisa bring from Abba Shol, they were both criticized and praised for doing this. They were criticized because they only gave 100th as peya instead of the 160th that Chacham required. And they were praised though because by giving peya in this way, the poor could take the peya from each furrow without needing to wait until the entire field was harvested.